Ever since the city of Syracuse's lead removal program was put on probation by the federal government in 2013, the city has been denied federal funding to restart it. After hearing complaints from residents, Common Councilor Helen Hudson says she's paying particular attention to the issue, which she says is citywide because of Syracuse's older housing stock.
My radars are all over this because I have been so adamant about this lead. So it's not acceptable that the federal government would deny us and our children are dying.
Syracuse is once again applying for federal funding to remove the hazards in homes that can result in childhood lead poisoning. Commissioner of Neighborhood and Business Development Paul Driscoll says the city has had to refer residents who want help to Onondaga County's lead program. But Driscoll says the county's program is also running low on funding.
This community is perilously close to having no dedicated funding for lead, and so that's why this is so important.
The city's application includes inspecting other potential health hazards in the home, including mold, asbestos, and pet infestation.